Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. The words of Psalm 33, verses 18 to 22. Simple enough words on the surface, but filled with deep meaning. Words like steadfast love, which is our best attempt, almost possibly in English, to translate the Hebrew word keseth. Keseth, that means unyielding, fidelity, without compromise, always committed, always there, compassionate, merciful, and great. It's kind of hard to fit that into one word in English. Most of our words for love are a little more squishy and a little less steadfast. But it's a chief identification factor in who God is. If we're going to try to define God using Old Testament words, who he says he is more than any other thing, keseth, unyielding fidelity, steadfast love. Well, that's who our God is. And the greatness of this flows from a source, and that source is his holy name. The gladness of the Christian heart, which is nothing like the happiness of the world, and I hesitate to even use the word gladness, but that the text here has sort of forced me to. The gladness of the Christian life is not the happiness of the world. The gladness of the Christian life is the euphoria of knowing something different. It is not always upward and jumping and leaping. There are moments, for sure, but it's not a constancy of that. Joy, in its greatest, truest measure, is there even and especially when you are not happy. And it's not some other kind of happiness that makes the not happiness happy. See, that's not joy. Joy is the euphoric comfort, the otherworldly hope, the springing, glimmering inkling of a knowledge that there's more than what you feel, that there's more than what you see, because of what you have heard about the holy name of God, this source of his steadfast love, this reason that he acts. And he says it again and again throughout the Old Testament, for my name's sake. And I don't think he just means so you'll know my name. I believe that his name has more substance than you or I. It may not be material, made of earth, dust. Well, that's actually weak stuff. His name is made of far more substantial stuff than that. It's made of God. It's made of his eternal essence. We baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit for a reason, because that name is power. But not the kind of power that we would choose. A power made perfect even in weakness. A power that lives even in death. A power that saves by destroying, that kills in order to raise, that would, well, sacrifice itself for the good of the many. The eye of the Lord is on the one who believes that. The one who fears him. We've talked about this before. The fear of the Lord, the beginning of knowledge, not terror in the sense of I hide from God, but terror in the sense of I know I ought to hide from God. I know who I really am. And I know who God really is. And I believe, first, that he is greater than I and capable of destroying me. And second, therefore, is also capable of saving me. That is why I may trust that according to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the testimony of the witnesses who saw him, that he has delivered our soul from death, kept us alive in famine. Notice the plural. Notice the prayer of the church. Notice that you are not alone, but that there is a great host of believers with you, even those of old, those present, and those yet to come, a great host, a great body, an uncountable multitude, from east and west and north and south, and every language, tribe, and tongue, all delivered by one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one name, one keseth, one unyielding fidelity of steadfast love.